pass and talk to the offense first. I mean, it was, you had seven guys in double-figure scoring.
Yeah, I think we shared the ball well tonight. We executed a lot better than the last game, and it was fun to play out there. We were sharing the ball, getting layups, and getting open shots.
Defensively, what were the keys? You look at Bosch's numbers in the second half, obviously throwing the blank on him is one thing, but what else stands out?
I think we did a better job with the point of the ball on the pick and rolls. Calderon's one of the best in the league at getting in the lane and finding guys, so we were able to keep him more under control, coming right off the pick and roll, right at the point of the ball.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. A team like Toronto with those 3-point shooters never out of a game, though, even with an 18-point lead and 5 minutes to go, they're still...
Yeah, absolutely. They're offensively, they're so dangerous from because they got. I think they got five guys in the top 20 in 3-point percentage or something like that. And with Calderon's as good as anybody at finding guys, and then you got that one guy in the middle, Bosch, who can obviously make plays. So, you know, offensively they're tough, and you're right, they're never out of it. And you know, we got enough stops to win.
Is there a tendency with an 18-point lead and 5 minutes to go to kind of think, this one's over, this one's wrapped up?
I don't think there's necessarily a tendency to think it's over, especially with our team and how much we struggle. But there is a tendency, I think, to play a little tentative and try to play not to lose as opposed to play to win. I think sometimes that happens, and maybe a couple of possessions that happened to us where all of a sudden it's late in the shot clock and you know, we got to force something up. So I think that's what teams fight down the stretch with big leads is, like I said, just playing a little too tentative. I think we did that for a couple of possessions, but got enough to win.
Got on the floor a little bit tonight. Some of you guys kind of cranked it up a couple notches as far as the intensity.
Yeah, I think the effort was good from the, you know, we started out the game sharp, started out the third quarter sharp, and those are two places that we struggled this year. I think our effort was much better night and day. But that's the way it has to be. It should be, you know, on a regular basis. That's what we got to get as a consistent effort where we at least play hard every game. We'll be in a lot more games that way.
It seems like the bench play also has been consistent, and then there's not much of a drop-off when you guys come on the field.
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys here that could play, and coaches letting a lot of guys play a lot of minutes. So any given night, different guys are going to play well, and lately the bench guys have been playing well. Starters, obviously, are some of our best players, too. So, we're playing well right now, and hopefully we'll keep it going.
You're going to push the play.